terms, we always are we're the lead group. We're number A1 on it, and it's a very big day. I mean, the Taoiseach is visiting, and he's at the head of the parade, and the Irish ambassador and his wife will be there. And it's actually a very unique head of parade this year, because we have 12 grand marshals representing all the community workers, the health workers and everything like that, who just helped us all through the pandemic. And we also have a lady from the Ukraine who's got great association with Ireland. She's also a Grand Marshal, just in support of what's going on in our homeland at the moment. So it's a very big parade. There's about nearly 60 entries in it. There's a few lorries and floats, but mainly walking groups, very, very colourful. And as I say, the Father Murphys are proud to be the lead group in it.
A lot of people might know Father Murphys and its Wexford connections, but for anybody that doesn't know, can you just explain why there's such a Wexford connection with that club?
The club was actually formed by members of the men's club in 88 as a junior football club. One thing we never changed is the purple and gold colours. You know, while we get players from different counties now, and maybe not so much of a Wexford contingent, we insist that we keep the purple and gold colours, and we're the only team in London to wear those colours. We've got a big association with Wexford. I mean, our major kit supplier is Bodypro from Gorey. They're excellent to us. I mean, the jerseys we'll wear tomorrow are their unique design. They're absolutely brilliant. The flags that we'll have tomorrow, they designed. There was a delay because, as usual, we were a little late ordering. And I'm meeting Ben Brosnan himself now at Heathrow in about an hour, and because he's dropping over the jerseys for us to make sure we'll have them on time. And then he's turning around to fly back home to play for Wexford tomorrow. So, you know, we're really very grateful, like, you know. So, yes, we've always had that connection with Wexford. I mean, our major sponsor now is Clonakilty Black Pudding. And, you know, that's my hometown, actually. So I suppose, really, I'm a bit of a rebel yellow belly, like, you know.
Absolutely, yeah. And like you say, it was always kind of seen as the Wexford man's home in London there, the Father Murphy's Club. But you yourself are an example of somebody that has been taken in by the club. And I suppose it's about expanding your borders, really. And now there's probably, you know, London-born people who are part of the club. And it's great to see that it's not just Wexford people anymore, that it's a club that caters for everyone now.
Oh, it is. It's for everyone. I mean, we were out training this morning, and we've got girls from all over Ireland. We've got a few local-born girls. We've had a few Australians in the past, and we even had one girl from a place called Nicaragua. So we're, you know, we don't discriminate against anyone. We if anyone can kick or strike a slitter, we're just really happy to have them, like, you know. And they're really much part of the club. And, you know, we've got a great club, a great bunch of girls. And we have one player that's currently playing on the London team, that's Beatrice Casey from Moherbuie in Cork. And, you know, we have a good few others who, you know, if they had time to commit, they would be on the panel too. So it's all going very, very well at the moment. Like, you know, it's a big effort from all the girls. It's not easy to play GA in London, because with travelling distances, and, you know, girls could get home and then they could come out training, and they might be home till 11:30. And then have to get up at sort of 6 the next morning, like, you know. So it's not easy, but the commitment is there, like, you know. It's put it this way, the purple and gold is still flying very high here.
Got some famous fans there as well. I believe the Mayor of London himself, Sadiq Khan, has been spotted wearing some Father Murphy's gear in the past.
Well, at the launch, I am also chair of the City Hall Advisory Committee on the St. Patrick's Day Parade, and Sadiq Khan came to the launch at the embassy. Dan Brosnan had sent me over a few of these gilets, and we were able to present them to Sadiq at the launch, and it was lovely. And I do hear he wore it around Wandsworth Common when he was walking his dog. So that's all very, very good. It's all good publicity for the club, and just shows you, you know, the club is held in very high esteem by all circles of the community here in London.
There's actually a clip going around on Irish Twitter at the minute of Phil Roach, a Wexford man who's the kit man for the London footballers, I believe. He's been there since 1967, so it's great to see that it goes right back.
Phil Roach very well.
Yes.
Phil is from Glenbarton Town, and
that's right.
Phil is the kit man, as you say. We call him director of kit, and he's been a great servant to London and to the Murphy's Men's Club, like, you know. So he's very, very good, like, you know. A great lad, like, you know. And the Men's Club, you've got the Howland family, and they were really the starters of the club. You know, they're always very, very supportive to us, like, you know. And we have a lot of socials together and a lot of joint fundraisers. So we're getting there. And, you know, like we say, the club motto is La Caola together. And that's how we try to work it, like, you know.
And it's a lovely message to leave us with as well. And just if anybody is planning on going over, obviously you're in charge of the women's side of the club there, and there might be some people who are planning to maybe move away from the country and move to London, and it would be brilliant to find out some more information about how they can get involved with your club and what you can do for any girls that go over.
Well, I tell you what, you know, anyone that's coming over at all, you know, they could, on Facebook, it's got all our details. Got my number as well, and just give us a call, a text, or a message on Facebook. We've got a lot of recruitment agencies who follow our club, and you know, we can help out with jobs, we can help out with accommodation, we can help people get settled. And you know, the main thing is that if they're coming over here, it's a little bit awesome, it's a little bit lonely at times, so they will make loads of new friends, like, you know. And you know, if they just contact us for anything at all, like we say, contact us for anything, even if it's only just for a little chat, like, you know, they're more than welcome. Like, we like to talk to everyone, like, you know. It's and even if girls don't play camogie or football, like, you know, it's get in touch, because, you know, we've got lots of admin jobs in the club that need doing, and any little thing at all. So everyone has a part to play. It's not just you don't have to be an all-star to join us, like, you know.